Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Having fun is good for you.
Feel good so you can enjoy your fun.
When you feel all in, all over with a headache, upset stomach, or general achiness, that's when you should take Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
Yes, action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
It's a gloomy, rainy-looking evening in Wistful Vista. Just the kind of a night to sit around home with a good book and, as Mr. McGee has just remarked, a roaring fire in the fireplace.
A fire in the fireplace?
Can you think of a better place to build one, Tootsie?
No, not offhand I can't.
I'm just in the mood to build us a big log fire tonight and sit around all evening toasting my toes and your toes. Maybe a few marshmallows.
Say, that sounds like a fine idea, dearie.
Betcha.
It probably isn't, but it sounds like a fine idea.
We got any marshmallows?
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. And we both got toes. Have we got any firewood?
That's a very shrewd question, my dear, and one I can answer in two words, plenty. I got enough scrap lumber out behind the garage to build...
My, they're starting early tonight.
Yep.
Come in.
Hello, Mr. and Ms. McGee. May I come in?
Hello, Lester.
Hi, Les. Sit down. I was just going out back to bring in some firewood.
He's going to build a fire in the fireplace, Lester.
Oh, your furnace broke down again, huh?
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with our furnace or anything else, Les. I just got a yen tonight for a big roaring fire in the fireplace, that's all.
Oh, you just want one, huh?
There's nothing like an open fire. Ah, the crackle of the flames, the good clean smell of the wood smoke.
The scream of the sirens, the crash of glass as they chop down our front door.
Oh, cut it out, kiddo.
Just joking. Say, you have a fireplace, don't you, Lester, at your house?
Well, yeah. Yes, we do, Miss McGee. Right after we moved in there, though, Sally, she painted it white inside instead of potted geraniums in there. Looks real pretty, too.
My gosh, Les, that's awful. What the heck good is a fireplace with a pot of geraniums in it?
No ashes, for one thing.
Very good point, Lester.
And Sally says her curtains don't get dirty that way, either. There's no smoke from geraniums, you know.
That's the trouble with you young kids, Les. You're spoiled. Everything's automatic these days. Electric stove, electric percolator, electric heater.
Yes, sir. The nicest thing, though, is that electric blanket Sally's folks gave us.
I'd love to have one.
Ha, modern generation. Push-button everything. Son, if you had to get up in a cold cabin with a foot of snow on the floor, throw on your mucklucks and bearskin coat, go out in the woods and chop down a tree for firewood, and shoot yourself a deer for breakfast every morning, you'd starve to death.
As long as we have all these modern conveniences, we might as well use them.
That's just why I came over here, Ms. McGee.
What do you mean?
Well, we got them, but we can't use them because I burned out my last fuse a while ago.
What?
The clock stopped, the percolator's off, the radio's dead, the blanket's cold.
Oh, come on, Lester, I'll get you a fuse. We've got some.
Watch it, Molly. I'm coming in loaded.
Heavenly days, McGee. Do you need that much firewood?
I've been yearning for a roaring fire, and by golly, I'm going to have one.
You burn all that wood in it, and we'll have some roaring firemen in here, too.
Yeah. Ooh. Won't be long now, kiddo. First, the paper. A few sticks of kindling. And a couple of 2x4s.
My goodness, that's quite a production, all right. All you need now is a can of gasoline and a blowtorch.
Don't you worry, kiddo. I've had plenty of experience making fires. Here we go. Just look at that stuff blaze.
The kindling already?
No, the paper.
Oh.
The wood will catch in a minute. It's all in knowing how to build them, kiddo. Laying the wood just right. I have to laugh every time I think of that Les. Burns out a fuse and he's completely helpless.
Yeah, but I gave him one, though.
Yeah. You take a guy like me with pioneer blood in his veins, you turn me loose in the woods with a knife, an axe, and a box of matches. Hand me the box of matches, will you? That ratted paper went out.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
This is Eleanor Engel. Mother, I know you want to give your children every possible advantage. I've never met a good mother who didn't. So you probably know your children must have enough vitamins to maintain normal growth and development, to keep alert and energetic as they should be. Now, your meals, no matter how well planned, may not always contain enough vitamins, because vitamins have a way of getting lost in cooking and processing of food. That's why so many mothers buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets to fortify their meals. You see, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. The youngsters like taking them, too, because one-a-day brand multiple vitamins are small and smooth-coated, so they're easy to swallow, and they leave no aftertaste. There's no strain on the family budget, either. You can buy this protection for less than 3 cents a tablet. So protect your family from vitamin shortage. Fortify your meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, sold at drugstores everywhere.
Ah, the kindling is starting to catch fire now, Molly. This piece here, anyhow. Better get out the marshmallows, kiddo.
Better fan it a little, hadn't you? It's starting to smoke. And that fire's hardly old enough to smoke.
Oh, it'll settle down, all right. It's just starting. Ah, this is going to be a real nice evening. The soft, mellow glow of the fire, the good, clean smell of wood smoke. Put your chair up closer here, so...
Who's that now?
That's probably a wayfaring stranger, my dear, making his way through the dreary night and saw the warm glow of the fire on our hearth.
Well, if he saw the glow of this fire, he must be in the fireplace with it. All I can see in here is smoke. Come in.
Hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi. That you, Johnny?
Hello, Mr. Oldtimer.
Yeah, hi, Oldtimer. I'm just getting a nice roaring fire started. In the fireplace.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Thought you was getting ready to fumigate the house.
All fires smoke a little at first. This'll be great in a minute. See, the smoke's dying out right now. Oh, doggone it.
What's the matter?
Fire died out, too. This wood must be a little damp.
So is my enthusiasm. It doesn't seem nearly as good an idea as it did before you brought the wood in.
Trouble there, Johnny. You ain't got the fire laid right to begin with. You gotta be scientific.
Oh, cut it out. What do you know about building a fire?
Son, I built a million of them. Out west, in the open range.
I'll start this over and get it.
Yes, sir, daughter. I mind I was helping out one time the chuck wagon for the old Lazy J outfit in Agoura. Had us a Chinese cook there by the name of Wan Lo Burp. And that Wan Lo could sure burp. A cook, I mean. Sure cook. Cook. He could roast an old tough jackrabbit so as it didn't taste like jackrabbit at all. Tasted like old tough horse blanket.
Hand me the matches, will you, Molly? Thanks.
Well, sir, Wan Lo decided to barbecue a buffalo one day, and he told me to build a big fire. I piled up about a half a quart of greasewood, a couple of dozen juniper trees, and 3 pages out of the Police Gazette, flung a gallon of gasoline onto it and jumped back.
Gasoline? My gosh, didn't it blow up?
Nope. I watched it for a minute. Nothing happened. So I stepped up and struck a match to it. Then it blew up. Which reminds me, I better get on over to my girlfriend Bessie's house or she'll blow up. Had us a date for 9 o'clock. And...
Oh, you'll make it okay. It's only 8:45.
Yeah, but the date, daughter, was last night. So long, kid.
Bye.
I stuffed some more newspapers under here, and it's coming fine now. Look at that pine knot blaze, kiddo. Ah, don't you just love the odor of pine?
No. I'm going to raise the window and let some of the smoke get out of here, McGee.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Leave the window open a while. Might help the draft. Ah, what fragrance. The good, clean smell of wood smoke is the greatest. Boy, smell that pine. Ain't that...
Open some more windows, McGee. Open the windows. My goodness, this
I can't open more windows. The windows are all open now. Just be patient. Soon as it blazes more, it'll drop.
Oh, Mr. McGee, Mrs. McGee, are you all right? Where are you? Are you overcome with...
Mr. Wimple, no. We're all right. Where are you? I can hear you, but I can't see where...
I'm right here. Be brave. I'll get you out. I saw the smoke pouring out the windows. Now,
Dash. Oh, cut it out, Wimp. My gosh, relax. We're okay.
Thank heaven. How did it start? Never mind. Tell me later. The thing to do now is to get you both outside. Grab my hand and get down on the floor, Mr. McGee.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
No time to argue now. Oh. The air is better on the floor. I've taken first aid, and I know that in case of fire, all...
Mr. Wimple. There is no fire, believe me.
But all this smoke?
Himself here is trying to build a fire in the fireplace, but there is no fire. Just smoke.
I'll bet I have an idea, Mr. McGee.
If you're going to tell me I don't know how to build a fire scientific, save it, because I've built a million fires.
Yeah, but never one as smoky as this.
No, don't you remember last summer when it rained so hard all week?
You mean when all the water ran down the chimney there? And
yes, and I helped Mr. McGee...
climb up on the roof and lay boards on top of the chimney to close it up.
Yes, are they still...
Oh, no wonder the fire wouldn't draw. The dad ratted chimney's boarded up. I'll get a bucket of water.
I'm going outside and getting...
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Mother, how's the day going with you? There are days I know that may have you feeling tense and a little on edge. When those days do happen along, I'd like to suggest you try Miles Nervine. I think you'll find it's just the thing to help you keep calm. Now, here's the wonderful thing about Miles Nervine. It relaxes you, yet it doesn't leave you feeling dull and logy. That means you'll be able to carry on your day's activities more calmly and efficiently. You can buy Miles Nervine at your drugstore. Why not get a package the next time you're there? Follow the label, avoid excessive use. That's Miles Nervine to help you relax and be yourself.
And it was nice of you to phone, Doctor, but everything's fine now, thanks. Yes, he's right here. I'll ask him. McGee, do you want to speak to Dr. Gamble? Oh. He said, no thanks, Doctor. He's going to bed. Bye. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The old-timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Les Nelson by Robert Easton. Well, the season being what it is, McGee and Doc take a notion to go duck hunting tomorrow. This is John Wald advising you not to miss this fascinating adventure. Will they shoot ducks or each other? Hear it beginning tomorrow on Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Daytime Companion, weekday on NBC Radio.